Welcome to the weird world of radio on a train. CICK is your local community radio station that is powered by volunteers. But today, we have a program with a twist. The following program was not written by volunteers or staff at CICK. In fact, it wasn't even written by our board members. It was written by AI. That's right, Big Bad AI has made its way to CICK, and it got weird fast. This program is called ChatGPT Murder Mystery. All of the voices you hear will be human, but every line was written by a computer, or multiple computers, or data banks blinking away in an old lighthouse on the coast. Pam, couldn't you have looked up how AI works before you wrote this? Whatever it was, it certainly did a number on the prompts we gave it. So, sit back, make sure your windows and doors are locked, and try to relax. For this is ChatGPT Murder Mystery. 93.9 FM Smoothers Community Radio.
Welcome back to ChatGPT Murder Mystery, an artificial intelligent mystery brought to you by CICK 93.9. All right, as we are looking for you to help us solve this mystery, we are going to give you a bit of a recap. There's a lot going on here, so pay attention. We've got several murders. Of course, we have the deaths of Deep Sounds, SLOB, Pammer, I believe Tara, Raj, and Madam Nagam collapsed mysteriously. I'm not entirely sure if she's dead. For that matter, I don't even know if Raj is dead, or for any of them, really, but it's artificial intelligence. Don't question it. So, we do have a new suspect, Creepy Caller. We do have Detective Bulk showing up. We do have the online podcast Punks organization protesting existence of CICK. We do have, of course, we still have River Wild. We have Anne. We have Station Manager Glenn. And, of course, Cave and Dan. So, now with Detective Bulk showing up, we have an investigation happening here. We got interviews with Madam Nagam, who was brought in for questioning. We've got Madam Nagam is exposed for not liking folk music. Who apparently, she's actually part of the band, the Randy Randys, who was a folk band. We have Dan, who had apparently had a heated argument with a victim that may or may not be related to these rising online listener stats, which is kind of confusing. We have Cave, who's accused of some connection to something happening to the Randy Randys, which is complete news to me. It doesn't make any sense at all. We also have Cave, who's reluctant to explain the reason their show is named Thorium Sauriculture. I'm getting the feeling here that Bulk, Detective Bulk, is really not up to the task here and is very, very confusing. Mind you, that's why we're asking you to help us solve this mystery. So, stay tuned, listen carefully to the last episode, episode 3 of ChatGPT Murder Mystery here on CICK. The hosts of Therium Sauriculture are apprehended, brought in for questioning. After hours of interrogation, we join Den and Cave with Detective Bulk in the CICK studio.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen. I don't have to tell you that this case almost broke me like a Kentucky filly. I figured Madame Nego was the killer from the start, but there's one thing I just couldn't let go. Why, even though Roger's face is missing and Tara was devoured in some sort of flesh-eating debacle, did everyone test positive for poisoning? Well, except for the Randy Randys, of course, whose bodies couldn't be tested due to the level of electrocution they met. But then Cave. You're a bit of a small electronics enthusiast, aren't you?
I told you to call me Cavid. Can't stand when people call me Cave. That's why I poison them all with...
No, don't say it.
And now, a message from our sponsor.
Are you tired of those boring old ball cleaners that barely get the job done? Try Bitter Brady's Better Ball Busters, the ultimate gold ball cleaning machine. Our partner technologies will have your balls looking like new in no time. And if you're not completely satisfied, we'll give you your money back. So, if you want the best for your balls, Choose Better Brady's. Balls, better balls. Choose Better Brady's. Better Balls Busters.
Not responsible for blue balls.
What did your hosts of thorium sericulture poison your victims with?
Thorium.
In all my 35 years of detecting, I never would have expected this. And from the longest host of the Dub Reggae Show on the community radio station, I'm going to retire now.
Years later, on a remote island off the coast of the Maldives.
Hello?
Is this Detective Lee Bulk?
No, you've got the wrong guy. I'm not a detective.
No, you're him. This is Glenn, by the way. I just thought I'd let you know that I've always loved this radio station. It's been my passion, and I couldn't let it go off the tracks.
What are you saying? The case is closed. Your thorium hosts have been locked away in the Bulklet Valley Regional Asylum for years.
Yes, but there was something I never told you during your investigation. I knew they were poisoning our hosts, and some of the guests, but also probably the creepy caller. I just needed to save our train car radio station from closure, and I thought that the murders would only be discovered after the license was renewed.
Why tell me this?
I need absolution.
I'm a man of the badge, not the cloth. You'll get no absolution here. In fact, you've implicated yourself as cooperating with many murders. You'll be tried in Canadian court. I'm hanging up and calling the police.
Canadian court? What makes you think I'm in Canada, Mr. Bulk?
Where else would you be?
You have a lovely garden, Mr. Bulk. Is it common in the Maldives to send lilies at a funeral? Or is that just a Canadian tradition?
What are you doing? What's in the vial? Is that thorium? Have you renewed your radio license? Oh, no! No!
A linen tablecloth is pulled from the bistro set. The sun fades behind a tree. The fate of Smithers Radio is safe for now. All right, and that wraps up ChatGPT Murder Mystery, an AI-written murder mystery. Thanks to Inspector Bulk's fine investigating, we now find out that Tara was indeed dead by a flesh-eating debacle, that the Randy Randys were killed by electrocution, which is complete news to me, that's new information, and that Roger's face was in fact cut off. Most importantly, we did find out that Cave was exposed as an electronics enthusiast and admitted to poisoning all the victims. So Detective Bulk goes off on vacation, where we then find Station Manager Glenn killing Detective Bulk to hide his involvement in the murders. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you put your guesses in and that we have lots of names in there for the exclusive CICK mug. Thanks again for listening. Up next, all the characters. Let's hear who were involved in CICK's production of ChatGPT Murder Mystery. Hi, I'm Glenn. I played the voice of the narrator.
Hi, I'm River Wild, and I played the voice of me, River Wild, and Bitters Brady, Buster Cleaner, or something like that.
I'm Gavin Smith, and I played Roger and also Glenn.
Hey, this is Jordy Gillen. I played the creepy caller and the commercial about the round plates.
I'm Ken, and I played Dan or Cave.
I'm Anne Desplanches, and I played the voice of the French accent, Anne.
I'm Tara, and I play Tara, and I'm also playing a podcast punk. Hey, I'm Drew. I played Detective Lee Bulk.
Hi, I'm Ken, and I play David.
Hi, I'm Oscar, and I did the clacker.
Hi, I'm Pam, and I was a podcast punk, and I did the voice for Hoopla.
I'm Megan Brady, and I was the sandwich occult, as well as Madam Nagum, and your tech support, and the paper wrestling.
I'm Isla, and I was a clacker.
And Oscar.